Okay, guys, good morning. When does a Jew celebrate Independence Day? So this is American Independence Day, July 4th. We celebrate that because we appreciate democracy. There's an Independence Day in South Africa when you receive the... What state? Okay, you don't celebrate it. Maybe a good thing. I'm sorry for standing, I'm just very tired. So if I sit, I may fall asleep on you. Move forward, don't have to speak. Come, Nisa, move forward. So the day that a Jew celebrates his independence is Pesach, right? But that's national independence. There's also personal independence. And that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a day of liberty and freedom. How do I know? So a lot of history happened on Rosh Hashanah. So for example, Adam Arishon was judged on Rosh Hashanah, so it's a day of judgment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered certain women in particular who needed assistance. So it was Sarah, or Hannah, or people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped become pregnant with child, become a mother. So it's a day of Hashem remembering us favorably. But it's also a day of liberation, because Hashem liberated the first Jewish prisoner. Who is the first Jewish prisoner? Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was freed from jail on Rosh Hashanah. A little unknown trivia fact of Rosh Hashanah. How do we know this? If you look in Perek Pe'alet, which, as we've talked about before, is a parak that has references to Rosh Hashanah. Tikru b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu, about the fact that Rosh Hashanah is a day of many hidden themes. B'kesel, remember we spoke about last week, kesel from the word mikseh. So the next pasuk, right afterwards in Tehillim, is Eidos b'Yosef samo. You provided Yosef with testimony, according to one drasha. The tseiso al eretz Mitzrayim, when you liberated him onto the land of Egypt. He was in a small cell, and he was now liberated, and he could exit the cell and now spend time in the greater land of Egypt. So Yosef was liberated on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah becomes a day of liberty. It's also a day of liberty because literally farmers, and the Tanakh and Halach is written in a farming or agricultural context, that's when you basically have about a month off. Because the entire harvest has ended right around now. Elul is the end of the harvest. You've seen the pomegranates and the grapes as the last two fruits in Israel to ripen. All the barley and wheat have ripened well earlier in the summer, around Pesach time when we bring those korbanos. Famous kasha, why do we eat Rimonim on Rosh Hashanah? So there are many, many different answers, but the most Israel-based answer is because that's when it ripened. It's the last of the Shevat Minyan to ripen. So you want to herald the end of the agricultural season by eating the last fruit that ripens, namely pomegranates. Look around the yeshiva, you'll see many pomegranate tree. I don't know if they've all fallen off. They're not well tended to, so you don't grow really thick and rich fruit, but you'll see the pomegranates ripening. So this is the month that you're free. In about a month's time, around Cheshvan, you have to start planting for the next year. Plowing, planting, because the rain will begin around Kislev time. So this month, Elul Tishrei, you're winding down the harvest, and you're beginning the next season. So that's another reason that Rosh Hashanah is a day of freedom, because it's that month that you're free from the workload in the field. What mitzvah do we perform on Rosh Hashanah? That's a mitzvah symbolic of freedom. We blow the shofar. Now why is the shofar symbolic of freedom? Well, it has many, many iconic associations with freedom. The end of days, Tekab the Shofar Gadol, who can finish the sentence, Tekab the Shofar Gadol, L'cheiruteinu, so will free us. It freed the slaves in every Yovel. You'll blow the Shofar, Tabiru Shofar B'chol Aretzichem, Ukrasem Dror Baretz L'chol Yoshveha, and that will be a signal to the slaves to be free. So it has iconic messages of freedom. But at a very literal level, why was the Shofar taken as an icon for freedom? Because in large agricultural fields, if you wanted to call your workers back and say the day is over, you couldn't send them a text message. You couldn't WhatsApp them. You sounded a large, loud shofar. The shofar was a way to signify, like a whistle, that the day had ended, the work day was ending, and people should come in from these fields that were miles long and you couldn't communicate with them. So the shofar is a symbol of freedom. So Rosh Hashanah is Independence Day. Because of the shofar, because it's the end of the agricultural cycle, and because Yosef HaTzadik was freed on Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, what are you freeing yourself from on Rosh Hashanah? What are you freeing yourself from? So you're freeing yourself from Chet, hopefully. Chet is a bondage. When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a kapara, we say, for who yifteh Yisrael mikol avonosav. We want Hashem to redeem us as if we're prisoners. How does sin imprison you? Think about that over the next couple of days. How are you a prisoner? Well, addiction is certainly a very, very harsh prison. Habitual cycles, People sometimes, of course, when they don't act morally, they feel underconfident and insecure. You're imprisoned by your Yetzirah, so certainly you're not free when you're laden with chait. But it's not just kapara and tshuva which liberates you. It's also, let's say you didn't sin. Let's say no one here has any chatayim. But are you free to actually determine your future? Are you free to author who you'll be, to shape your identity? Are you free from stagnancy and from stasis? Are you just like treading water in place rather than moving forward, which is another form of imprisonment, where you're not free to take these great leaps forward and define yourself? Are you free from social conventions? Let's say, just to break your mind open, let's say Andy Evan decides he wants to be a visionist of chassid after this year. While society may not allow you to, people will go, be shocked. And in your own mind, of course, you're pre-programming that, and you may not be totally free in terms of your ability to choose the type of Avodas Hashem you want. Social convention sometimes doesn't eliminate or prevent Avodas Hashem, but it sets tolerable limits. Okay, you can come to yeshiva to learn for a year, maybe 2 years, but then we all know what society expects from you and of you. And can you break that glass ceiling? Can you break through and say, maybe I really should be free in Rosh Hashanah to think about Eretz Yisrael, Torah, Avodas Hashem? So think about Rosh Hashanah not just as a day of judgment and a day of Malchus and a day of memory, but Independence Day, a day of freedom. Yosef was freed, and the shofar is meant to free us all. One of the images of a shofar is to liberate human beings from whatever prisons, whether they be prisons of inability or prisons of limited ability. Those are the prisons we want to break free. So Rosh Hashanah is a prison break. We want to be breaking out of jail in the same over the next couple of days. Have a free and independent day, everyone. See you tomorrow. Here's the show.